Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To all of those youths that go out the night before Thanksgiving, Jax, looking right at you, buddy.
This is your night, man.
It's so funny. Like, we didn't have a term for it. We were just alcoholics when I was in college. But then, like, the couple classes right after me really made the push into Wednesday as a celebratory day. And I'm just so proud of the youths for embracing that. I think that's awesome.
Blackout Wednesday.
Yeah.
Blackout Wednesday.
I don't know that I love the terminology. Because, see, back in my day, any day was a Blackout Wednesday if you really wanted it. And my generation just went harder. That's all. That was just being a jerk there. I don't mean it literally. But I do love that. But again, be safe out there and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not participating in it. So it doesn't really matter to me at this point.
You're like 3 or 4 years younger than me. So yeah, you're right around the time that it became bigger than what it had previously been.
It was definitely a thing. I remember going home one year and being at this random like pizza place / bar with a bunch of high school friends and a bunch of people that obviously all same high school stuff. And I was like maybe like 21 or 22 and telling people that I was like, oh, I'm trying to I want to be in media. Like, that's what I want to do. And then all throughout the night, it got misconstrued to me being on ESPN somehow. And then it was me going around, people come up and be like, oh, I heard you're on ESPN these days. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, what are you talking about? And it turned into a whole fiasco.
So,
and I was like, you guys are just idiots.
All right.
You're just a bunch of idiots. Also, if I was on ESPN at that point, you should be treating me way differently than you currently are.
Yeah, I'd have a jacket and everything. There is a part of me, I still felt like it was pretty informal when I was a college student.
Okay.
I just don't know when it became formalized.
It definitely has become more of a thing in, I don't know, maybe the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, somewhere around
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And by the way, we were starting it.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely should have been a thing the entire time.
Now,
maybe it was, and I just didn't know.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the people my age picking this up, people who didn't get it when we were in college. So now they're really, I guarantee you, Spunk Myers, Wadsworth, wonderful place to go. Guarantee you there's going to be one too many 45-year-olds there tonight, and that I think is interesting. No judgment. We do not judge on this show. Let your freak flag fly in whichever direction you want, but you can just have a couple people over. If you own your own house, you can just kind of have a bunch of people over and have some drinks. I think that's I feel like infringing on the younger.
This almost feels like when you wanted to invite yourself to Jax's wrestling party.
That was a wrestling party. That's totally different.
Is that not Jax? Are we not living in the same area code here?
Go ahead, Jax.
It's a little similar.
All right. Let's let the record reflect.
Yeah.
I wanted an invite so that I could turn it down. All right? I just thought everybody knew I'm a big wrestling fan and a real one, unlike other people who pretend to be wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Who just watched it in 1988 and still make references from 1988 wrestling because,
he's
pandering.
He's not talking about me. I tell you I get wrestling fans.
No, it's nobody at the station right now or today.
Yeah, that's not who you're talking about.
But no, I just wanted an invite. I would have turned it down because it would have been weird to be the old man there, but I just would have liked the invite. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jax, is that how we're going to let him rewrite the story? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, whatever makes him happy. There it's his go. First day
yeah.
back. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I support your holiday. You can support me back there, youth. 216-474-0092. Is there an age limit on Blackout Wednesday going out? I just think if you had a chance.
You want us both to like participate from our houses?
No. I'm not going to
I
do
could
it.
Try.
I'm going to black out of my house like a responsible adult.
I was waiting till Thursday to black out, but then that was going to be it. I don't know.
I'm just curious if people still do it when they're our age, because it just sounds like a nightmare to me being around that many
people. I don't want to go Wednesday and Thursday, and then, I got one day. I don't do back-to-back days at this point in life. I don't even get to do one day. You know how this works with me. I'm as sober as a Jaybird these days.
Yeah.
I've decided, like, Thursday's my big day, and I'll be very disappointed, by the way, if I decide to get loaded on Thursday, have, like, a drink, and I'm, like, not feeling it, because that's happened recently, too.
Yeah, this is the beauty of where I am at my life. So the downside of the flu is my whole family's been sick the last 5 days now. The upside is we really can't have anybody over and we're not going anywhere. So your boy has a 3-day runway of just, I'm not going to say I'm going to drink every day because I'm not an alcoholic, but I will think about it every day.
You can do back-to-backs at this point?
No, I feel like absolute crap.
Yeah, I can't even, my brain hurts even thinking about a back-to-back.
But I got a couch in my office. I can lay there. I can recuperate, and then we put up some Christmas decorations.
That's why Wednesday for people our age, I'm 36, people our age, my goodness. But like,
we are the same age.
But like people
from 40 to 36 is the same age now.
People in general, though, if you go Wednesday, I got one day to choose. If I go Wednesday, then Thursday, I got to see all sorts of family and all sorts of people. Like, I won't be hungover for that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'll do that on Friday. Friday, I can be hungover, and I can be fine. Thursday, I'd rather have a full slate of NFL games, be able to eat, be able to drink, be able to do everything, and then feel good about it on Thursday.
See, I think the beauty about Thanksgiving is you can drink and eat as much as you want because the food's going to sop up the booze. So there shouldn't be a hangover there. Although, if you do have 3 drinks when you're this age, you will get hungover whether you got drunk or
not. I'm going to get hungover regardless, yeah. Oh, and by the way, in perfect me fashion, I started a diet yesterday right before, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
All right, what's that about?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't create the rules. I just did it, all of a sudden, I'm like, damn it. I didn't think about this at all.
This is right in line with the people who are like, January 1st. I'm turning over a new leaf on January 1st.
I looked really fat on Monday. I was like, you know what? We can't do this.
That's what you took away from the cannon video?
Not that. Well, that was. There was one view. Man. There was one view, yes. The Jake Murrin side view. I was like, oh, no. That's not a good look. There's a lot of rolls there.
You know what? I'll tell you this. We got Friendsgiving next Saturday.
Here we are.
Sunday. That's when I start it all. No, of course not. No, this is the worst time of the year to start anything.
Oh, and I'm going to be that person too. I'm going to be that person on Thanksgiving.
I'll have
one piece of French silk pie. I'll take one.
Yeah.
And only one piece.
Then when you go back to second, or you go back for the second one, everyone's going to know you're a cheap floozy.
But we both know I have no control.
Yeah. John, I thought you were only going to have one. Lay off me. I'm starving.
Do I look like I'm just going to have one?
You call someone's grandma the H word?
Hey, my grandma's not there. It's all right.
Neither is Grammy Pat.
No, Mama Pat.
Yeah,
Mama Pat.
She'll want to fondle you from the great beyond.
R.I.P.
That's okay, Johnny. Have another piece.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We still talk about the buy.
There's no coloring in this pie, Johnny.
No, stop it. All right, we're having fun.
We're having fun. 216-474-0092. Against our better discretion, Mike and Akron. Welcome to Blackout Wednesday.
Hey, fellas. Let me just tell y'all real late to this party. Because where I come from, the day before Thanksgiving is like Christmas Eve. You know, even in, back in college, that's the day everybody got home. It was always ladies' night at some club in town. Club would be packed. You got to see folks that you didn't go to school with that were still at home. It's always been a big deal. So by the time I get this age, yeah, it's not as big as a deal, but people still get together. Like, we might go to each other's house or something, chop it up. But it's always been a big day for us.
Oh, you know what, Mike? Here's the thing, though. Because I remember what we called it back then, though. We called it Drinksgiving.
We didn't have no name. It was just the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was informal.
It was Drinksgiving.
It was much more.
It was something different. Now we've moved on to Blackout Wednesday.
Yeah, we coined it now.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the day before Thanksgiving.
Mike.
But it was still the celebratory day.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, you got it, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. A Drinksgiving.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going out for
Could
Drinksgiving.
Could you be more a-holes?
That's what it was.
But I.
That's like when you're telling Jack he's an a-hole for saying Blackout Wednesday.
I didn't say he was an a-hole.
No, it'd be like if you did say that, though. Like, he didn't create it. It's just kind of what we all went by.
The funny thing is, while I'm chiding you for that, I'm pretty sure I remember some nomenclature similar to that.
Exactly,
it was
right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe we did have more of a formal thing than I realized.
Now, Blackout Wednesday just seems way more intense.
Yeah, it seems almost like there's a little pressure there.
Well, you got a mission.
Yeah.
It seems like if you don't hit that mission.
I prefer to go in thinking, I'm not going to get that crazy. And then you get that crazy as opposed to thinking, going in, I'm going to get that crazy. Because that's how you get arrested.
I always do like when you're just like, I was going to be good, but the night got away from me.
Kind of like your diets.
I'm gonna. Okay. I think I'm gonna be good on Thursday. I'm gonna be good.
Come on, buddy.
I'm having a good day today.
I know today
and yesterday.
Yeah.
In a lead up for the failure that's going to happen tomorrow.
It's a cleanse.
I know.
It's a cleanse.
Two good days, and then I'll be like, oh, I did good.
I was a good boy.
I did good.
Give me more Grammy Pat's pie, Chris in Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Boy. Hey guys. So back in the olden times. When the Cavaliers used to play in Richfield, and as a Richfield resident when I was a kid, the Cavs game was a must for that Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So all your buddies came in from college or whatever, you'd go to the Cavs game. Now, the fun thing was getting to the flats from Richfield, you know, 30-minute drive or whatever. The not-so-fun part was trying to get back to Richfield after the flats. So, but that's how it was done. And I wish the Cavs would, I know, whatever. I don't know if that's not a thing anymore. They're obviously not home tonight. That was always like a big thing, though. The Cavs always seemed to be home on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it was always a fun night out.
Hmm. That actually would be a very nice tradition, right? Like anybody, Chris, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks,
Happy
Chris.
Thanksgiving.
Good to hear from
Anyone
you.
Anyone can do Christmas basketball. That's become, I mean, damn, 10 teams play on Christmas Day now. That's not special. Anyone can do, there's 3 or 4 Thanksgiving football games every year.
Mm-hmm.
Blackout Wednesday Cavs game, Cavs home game. Why did the Cavs, you know what, Cavs, bring it back.
It's just a good time.
You bought back the old jerseys. You bought back losing in the second round of the playoffs, a la the Richfield years. Come on, bring it all back. 216-474.
I missed that one in the promotional schedule this year.
And this bit into the microphone. That's great. We're having fun. That's all that matters. 216-474-0092. This is the easiest day of the year to get fired, too, by the way. Is all the pressure on Ryan Day heading into that was going to be the topic here. Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, joins us to talk about Shador and the runway going forward in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.